Well, good morning, everybody. It's 7 a.m. What? 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Can you hear my voice? That's a voice of a tired old man. But happy to be here. And as always, I got 2 hours till 9 a.m. When 1,000 points of light will be coming in here. And until then, I've got some freeform. I've got some new noise. Dan Anklin is here. Bootleg Dan is here. He'll be talking in the second hour, probably around 8:30. I have to think about it because I'm so used to ending at 11. But anyway, he'll be talking at around 8:30, telling you all about all the shows he's booked all around New England, New York, New Jersey. I couldn't think of geography for a second there. So that'll happen. And Mike Galper is on his way, otherwise known as Michael J. from Markskin Radio. He's coming in here too. Both of these guys have lost their minds because it's way too early to be doing anything. But anyway, if you're up listening, I appreciate it. And I've got some really good stuff to play. Let me tell you about some of the new noise that I have. I have something brand new from the Nervous Eaters. Yeah, it's an advanced single. Their new record's coming out next year. It is a song with very provocative, well, no, not provocative, important lyrics that I'll tell you about when we play it. Sharp Class from the UK. They are fantastic. Got something new from them. Mall Cops from Boston, playing something from them. Key of Caustic. Yeah, one of our favorite bands here. I've got a new noise. The Evening Sons, S-O-N-S, from the UK as well. I'm really starting to love that band. Gonna play that song by the Rolling Stones. Yeah, you know the one. Kurt Baker from his latest called Rock and Roll Club. Mutual Admiration Society. Got that great cover of Candy. And I'm going to start off with, speaking of the UK, a UK artist named Laurie Wright, L-A-U-R-I-E. He is a gentleman named Laurie. I haven't met him. If I do, I'll ask him about that. But he's just so much fun. I mean, so his new record, I didn't even put it in here. Yeah, I did. All right, the new record is called Get On The End Of It! ! And he's just a blast. So let me introduce you to Laurie Wright. This one's called I've Cracked It. It's a brand new noise at WMFO Medford.
All about the money, all about the money, all about the money. about the money, all about the, because you're all about the money, all about the money, all about the money, all about the, because you're all about the money.
You may have to drag me away from my demons, kicking and screaming. It's been so long, I've been with them, don't know where they stop and I begin. Yeah. We draw a line in the sand. Will you cross it? Or will you die for this? Got nothing to tell you that you don't. Through your sadness below.
Time's my This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
The rain rotted house on the dead end of Bay Tree. Oh, bitter lady. Sits catty corner to the aftershock from the quarry. She says America's a spoiled child. I see her in a brief, but then she gives out full size candy bar.
It's WMFO in Medford. Oh, headphones. Ooh. Too loud. Oh, very loud. Oh, yeah. All right, but that's good.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, but everybody's, hey, listen, you know, the two voices you hear in the background are people that have lost their minds because it's 7:21 in the morning on Saturday.
Look, somebody's got to wake up there, you know, wake up the gear, wake up the equipment, get everybody
Does
going.
Does it have to be us?
Look, it's a dirty job.
Yeah, thanks. Nice shirt, by the way.
Hey, it's all about rock and roll. Come on, it's all about rock and roll. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, the shirt, Michael. Yeah,
you gotta tell them the story then.
Well, can I tell them what I played, and then we'll just talk about like all that minutia
stuff
and fun
that
stuff
nobody cares about.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. New Noise was a gentleman named Laurie Wright, LaurieWrght. I'm spelling it because you should know who he is. He's from the UK. This is his debut record called "Get on the End of It!" Exclamation point. It was "I've Cracked It." He's a lot of fun. Really like that. Who'd you say he sounded like, Dan?
He sounded like Johnny Rotten.
Sounded like Johnny Rotten, yeah. He's probably, I haven't met him. I have a phone call.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's working?
Yeah, so it's working now. You know, you must have...
We bring the good omens. All right,
who's there? Let's see.
Hello, caller. Cindy, you're on the air.
From the Sins. All right, hang on just a second.
Turn your radio down. No.
It's Cindy from The Sins. Hey, Cindy, did you hear your song? I just played it.
I just woke up in time.
You missed it. Oh, you heard it. That's cool. That's very cool. How are you doing?
I'm good. It was so rainy and horrible and whatever. Everybody that I know is stuffed up or has a cold or something.
Oh, my God.
All the damp leaves and the constant rain, but we're good. We're good. Everybody's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, super fan, as I told you when you were here, man, my favorite song.
You literally just played it while I was waking up.
I planned the whole thing, you know. You know how it is. So
I must have sensed that some psychically thing was going on your show.
Yeah, we do have a brain thing going on, you and I. I know.
He's very good, by the way, at that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I actually am. So anyway, who did you just play? That was really good.
I didn't. You called, so I didn't get a chance to finish. So please excuse me while I just tell you. So the first song was Laurie Wright, LaurieWrght, Wright, a guy from the UK. Debut record, Cindy. That was called "I've Cracked It." Then that was the Avett Brothers, one of the most loudest songs they've ever done, called from the Carpenter record in 2012. It's called "Paul Newman versus the Demons." No relation to me. you're supposed to laugh.
I'm just thinking about how funny that name is.
Okay. PJ Harvey. PJ Harvey. It's not the song. It's not the album version that we all know of Sheila and the Gig. No. That was from the Peel sessions. I'm guessing David Peel. You know, who I did get to meet. And Cindy, I know you knew David as well.
David was a friend. I actually am a big PJ Harvey fan.
Yeah, me too. So she put out something called The Peel Sessions, 1991 to 2004. That was a great version of Sheila and the Gig. The Sins, never heard of them, from 2016's Little Devil. That was Superfan, my favorite song. And that last one you just asked about was a band called Wednesday. I don't know why they picked that day of the week, but they did. Brand new record this year called Rat Saw God. That was called Quarry.
That was good. That was really good.
Really good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah.
So how are you two? Is Dan sitting next to you?
Yes, he's here.
I am sitting right here, Cindy. How
he's
you doing?
He's a man that never sleeps.
No, he got 3 hours of sleep, well, quote-unquote sleep last night, whatever.
Yeah, I was at Kurt Baker's CD release party last night. It was smoking hot.
Was it great?
Yes, it was. Not a lot of people there. I thought there'd be more people there, but they're going to be up at Geno's tonight, and that's their homeland, so there'll be a lot of people there for sure. Mm-hmm.
And Cindy, you guys are going up to Portland as well to play, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're going up to Portland to play with Selfie Curve and Len Price 3 and Tiger Bomb. And we've actually played with Tiger Bomb before. We were supposed to play with Selfie Curve, and then the somebody who was in the band wasn't well. But we met everybody, so they came down for the guys came down for our show there. I feel like Boston is family to me now.
We feel the same way, believe me.
Absolutely,
yeah, we do.
I feel like I went on some kind of genetic exploration show and found my long lost family.
That's way too heavy for 7:26 in the morning. You know.
Well, I had a good night's sleep. You did.
Sort of 5 hours. So
I know, I've got my Brenda Vaccaro voice back again today.
yeah. Pack of cigarettes in an hour, right? Exactly.
Oh, no, man. I'm telling you, it's the stamp weather.
Mm-hmm.
So, where my business is, it's completely flooded.
Oh, I heard about all the rain in New York or New Jersey area,
All the shows were canceled last night in New York, so there were no shows because the roads are closed and bridges are closed.
Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to Ann. happy birthday, Ann. Sorry you couldn't have your party last night. But hey, maybe I'll be in New York.
It'll be rescheduled, and then that way Dan can make it.
Well, I will sure try. I'm going to be down there for the Clarettes on Thursday night in Brooklyn. Hopefully it's not that night.
Right. No. It would be a weekend.
Okay, good. Well, Ann, happy birthday. You rocker, you.
You're bringing a band to New York. I'm supposed to meet you at the Parkside. You're bringing a band. I have to go to my calendar and look.
Next Friday, Crowfollow is playing there.
That's who I'm going to see.
I am going to be at the Justine tribute at the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville.
Next Friday, we'll all be there.
Yep, everybody will be there. And you're going to have to hold court for me that night, Cindy. But
I'm going to represent.
You're going to represent. Crowfollow, they knocked their socks off at Geno's on Thursday night.
Yeah, just wear a baseball hat and tell silly jokes, and you can be Dan for a night.
There you go.
Yeah, but he's very tall.
He is very tall. Yeah, I know. Well, that's okay.
I know. I barely fit in the chair.
Yeah. So listen, I don't really want you to do this, but I'm sure that, you know, Henry, wherever he is still sleeping. We could call and wake him up. I'm just kidding. We don't really want to do that. Wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, no, he's worse than me in the morning. It takes him a while. He needs his coffee. I'm going to let you go ahead and do your show. I just wanted to say hello.
All right. I'm so glad you did.
See you later, Cindy.
Have a great show. I'm still listening. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye. All right. That was Cindy Dawson from The Sins. Love her. Love the band. All right. So Michael Galper and Dan Anklin are here.
Bootleg Dan.
Bootleg Dan, as christened by our friend Justine. Yep. And so these guys will be with me until 9. I'm going to continue with... this great cover of the Iggy Pop track called Candy. And geez, let me tell you just a little bit about it. It is by a band called Mutual Admiration Society, aptly named. God, it's early. And so a whole bunch of friends are sort of in the scene here, and that's what this is all about. And it's going to be performed tonight at the New England Music Hall of Fame award ceremony. And here's who's singing in this that you're going to hear in a second. Female vocals, Linda Vienz, vocals. Heather Rice Fahey from Lizzie Borden and the Axes, and dulcetones, the Iggy part, Todd Erickson on vocals and bass. So this is a great track. It is a cover of Iggy Pop's Candy, and it's New Noise now at WMFO in Medford.
Rainy afternoon. 1986, Kenmore Square, Boston. Had a Walkman on, and I was dreaming, chasing rock and roll. Beautiful, beautiful girl from the north.
Down on the street, those men are all the same. face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having gay night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
All right, you're started. One, two, three, four.
It's WMFO in Medford, and the phone's ringing. It's 7:51 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'm just going to put the caller, if you're listening, I'm just putting you on hold, okay? Because, you know, we have to do that because I'm talking and, you know, all that. But anyway, Ivan Julian should be on the phone, so we'll talk to him in just a second. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Let's see. We started off with a great cover of the Iggy Pop Kate Pearson track called Candy from Mutual Admiration Society. They're going to perform that tonight if you're lucky enough to be going to the... what is it? Is it the Boston Music Awards? Is it? I forget.
Boston Music Awards, yeah.
I got it right.
Yeah, yeah, you got it right.
Yeah,
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. You're very, very lucky if you're going to that. It was sold out. Yeah. Let's see. Then we played a live Journey from a 2022 release called Live in Concert at Lollapalooza. Love and Touch and Squeeze. And, of course, Faces. When Rod Stewart was Rod Stewart and nobody could beat him. 1976, from Snakes and Ladders, the best of Faces. That was You Can Make Me Dance, Sing, or Anything. Fourth song of the set was The Fabulous Spinners. Actually, they're called The Spinners. I added the fabulous part, because they are. 2018 release called Second Time Around, Expanded Edition. That was It's a Shame. What a great old track that is.
That was great. I was booking that.
Every time I hear that, it's just great. And, somebody's calling because I guess they must have... I'm putting you on hold, okay? Whoever you are, you should be Ivan. So forgive me if you don't hear that the phone is picked up. And Kurt Baker ended that set, Rock and Roll Club, title track to his latest record. All right, I'm going to put this person on the phone. Is this Ivan Julian?
Ivan, is that you?
Oh, there you are. How are you doing?
I'm awake.
I know.
We all are awake.
We're all like that. I mean, you know, my show has always been 2 hours later, so this is tough. But I have somebody here that you know in studio, Dan Anklin.
Hey, Ivan, hey, how you doing? Bootleg Dan, man. We finally got you on the air. Sorry it's so early, but that's Mike's new show. We got Mike and Mike here.
Yeah, and Mike Galper here from Markskin Radio as
Hello.
Well. Welcome, Ivan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm basically awake because I've been booking early flights, you know, and it's been crazy. But I'm doing good.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, Ivan, why don't you tell us about what you're going to be doing here in the Boston area in the next coming couple of weeks?
Yeah. Well, we start on the 18th. I believe Holyoke will start. Yeah, and then we go up to Stone Church, and then we come down to the Burn. And I'm going to be doing acoustic shows. I'm calling it the Unplugged Tour.
Why not?
No one really associates me with playing the acoustic guitar, but I love playing the acoustic guitar and the piano. So it's going to be kind of up close and personal.
That sounds kind of lovely, actually.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I remember when you were in town with Tommy Keane when you played at Atwood's, and that was really cool. The acoustic thing was so that'll be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm all practiced up because, like I said, I just came back from doing shows in Toronto and Hamilton in Canada, and it went really well. So I'm hoping, you know, people will come out and witness this in the Boston area.
Oh, we'd love to. So I'm holding in my hand, and this is just proving it that I'm holding it, is your new CD, Ivan. Called Swing Your Lanterns, and we want to spin the title track of that. Can you tell us a bit about the making of this record, if there was any kind of, you know, theme behind the whole thing, and specifically just about the title track and how it became the title track, Swing Your Lanterns?
Well, first of all, I mean, this record was made just after, well, actually, it was started right during the pandemic when it first started, and then, of course, I mean, got kind of sidetracked because I couldn't find people to come into the studio, so I started doing things myself. And also, I mean, I just recovered from some kind of health thing, and when I did recover from that, I thought, okay, I'm going to spend all my time making this record before something else happens. You know, so, I mean, yeah, and I just got some people together. You know, I had songs, and I have my own recording studio in Brooklyn, so I just locked myself in there and made this record. Swing Your Lanterns is a bit of a political call, you know. It's a socio-political call to, you know, stand up for what you believe in.
Ah, well, very cool. And so for people that haven't seen you before, how would you describe what you do and the whole thought process behind just your take on the music that you do? You know, because it's a creative endeavor. So, you know, what does it mean to you to put out a record, and how do you feel about this latest one?
Well, I'm really proud of the latest one, actually, Swinging Lanterns, because it's more diverse. I mean, my last solo record, The Naked Flame, which is all kinds of guitar sputtering, which I love too,
yeah,
and just kind of wild noises. And I thought, well, let me, you know, show and do different things on this album. There's some of that as well, but then again, there are acoustic songs. There's songs with acoustic and piano, and it's I like to look at albums as kind of like novelettes. You know, it's stories, and it's like going into a house and going into different rooms and experiencing each room.
Oh, I love that. Ooh. I love that. All right, so it's 7:57 in the morning. This is WMFO Medford. Let's treat people to the title track from this new record. The record's called Swing Your Lanterns, and this is the title track at WMFO.
Solution.